Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
If we are to care for animals and birds, surely we should also care for our fellow humans. There are several ways we can do this, outlined in Deuteronomy 22. First, quote, "A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God." Verse 5. Do you wonder if the Bible is up to date? Look no further than this verse. When the human race was established, God, quote, "created them male and female." Genesis 5:2. So, of course, this is one of the many points of attack by the devil. In every culture, styles of dress differ, but the issue is to maintain the distinction between the genders. Cross-dressing may be in vogue today, with even the major toy makers seeking to initiate children into the cause. Gender-bending dolls that allow children to change them from one gender to the other, practicing with their toys what this scripture expressly forbids in reality, ironically, are called creatable world, as if we are the creators of reality, not God. The Lord designed the male and female to have distinct roles, to be complementary, not competitive. Attempts to break down these distinctions is anti-God and damaging to the human race. Further to this warning, there are a series of examples of mixtures that simply bring confusion. Mixing different kinds of seed leads to the harvest being, quote, "defiled," verse 9. Clothing made of linen was to keep cool, while wool was to keep warm. Why mix the two? Likewise, yoking a donkey and an ox would be unwise. These seemingly minor details pointed to a larger issue. The Lord established order and purpose in creation. As stewards of it, we should continue His policy against confusion and contamination.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.